Yeah! How about that? I made it back in one piece, Al. Here I am, post-Dodger win. I'm 1-0 on the season. I like to keep my own personal record to decide whether or not I should go back at any given time.
Listen, you're going to tell me Bueller wants another start at Dodger Stadium without you there?
I could see him. We made eye contact a few times. Just kind of a little mutual respect sort of thing going on right there. How you doing, buddy? Hey, Trev.
I don't want to hype you up too much here, but those seats, I wouldn't be surprised you made some eye contact.
They were pretty good.
Come on now.
I'm just saying, they were as good as I've had in a very, very long time. They were my buddy Brian has a hookup.
Yep.
And he hooked us up. And we were directly behind the Dodger dugout.
Yeah.
Maybe we were row F. Mm-hmm. So it's not bad, right? It's not
there a couple times.
It's F's pretty good.
I'm like, is Trav trying to whisper something to Dave?
I think he's
talking telepathy. Pitch count with Bueller.
Telepathy. Yeah, now might be a good time to go take a visit. Dave, just dude, look at me. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. See what I'm feeling.
Bases are loaded. Nobody out.
Yeah, we could get to that. Yeah. There was a moment where it's like, oh, I got to try. Okay, watch this. Bang, bang, bang. Out of there. No runs.
I'm not kidding.
There was another level he went to.
I'm not kidding. We finish Supercross Talk
mm-hmm.
as we do Monday through Friday.
1:12.
Through 1:12 p.m.
Yeah. We went a little long. We went to like 13 or 14
you
yesterday.
You know what I'm always curious of?
So we're good because we went out earlier the day before. We paid in advance.
Let's hypothetically, let's say today we went
like
to 1:15.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, are we going to 1:05? Like, how does that work?
I don't think it's like an account. I think you can't withdraw. It's more like a 401k.
Not 105.
You can would be 109. But if we went to 115, it'd be 109.
109, yeah.
Why am I going 105? I don't know. But I knew what you meant. Your thought process would go. It's like a 401k. You can pay into it as much as you want, but you can't withdraw for a very long time. You gotta let it sit there, you gotta let it accrue, and then maybe once in a while you can take a little bit out of it.
By the time we finish Supercross Talk at 1:13-ish, maybe even 1:14-ish.
Sure.
You sent a picture. I'm not kidding. It felt like it was 9 minutes. Like, I felt like I got down to the garage and you were already sending a picture of your second beer. I'm like, how the hell does this guy get down there so quick?
It was fast. So I left here, and obviously, you know, we're here at LA Live, and Dodger Stadium is, I mean, can't be more than a couple miles. It's really close.
Yeah.
So because I was a little late, I pulled up. I don't think I've ever driven to a Dodger game and just pulled right up to the parking kiosk with no other cars in
Did
front of me.
Did you throw your keys like somebody was going to catch them, like with valet?
Park this for me.
There's nobody there.
I'll be out at the end of the night.
It's another guy that just parked next to you. He's like, what are you doing?
Went through, parked, drove right to a spot. There was no traffic because everybody was in the ballpark. Parked my car, walked in. From the time we were done to the time I was in my seat with a bag of peanuts and a beer, couldn't have been 25 minutes. Couldn't have been. I was there by the bottom of the second inning.
Can you imagine you trying to do that on a Friday
Impossible.
Night?
Impossible. Unless you showed up
for
a 7 o'clock Friday night game, unless you're at Dodger Stadium at 4:30, that's not happening.
It's not happening.
You're not getting it. It was great. It was a beautiful day. Everything about it was great.
Definitely no 42,000 yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was looking. I'm like, whatever number they had
sparse.
Yesterday.
Look, okay. So one
By
of the
way,
great
I'll
things.
That. I'll take a 15,000, whatever the heck that was.
One of the great things about living in this wonderful city that we all share together, right, is that everything kind of feels like an event, right? There, no matter what you're going to, there's a lot of people there. If you go to a Dodge game, a Laker game, a Rams game, Chargers, SC, there's lots of people there. It's very rare we get to go to one of these venues that's kind of sparsely
empty.
Attended. The Dodgers are going to draw 4 million plus people again. They always do. But it was... Didn't wait for a beer. Didn't wait for a dog.
Amazing,
just
bro.
Walked it. I'll take a Modelo, please. And
that's
walked
amazing.
It down. Sat down in my seat. Started eating peanuts.
Listen,
it was terrific.
I'm all for this.
I was back on the game. I stayed for the whole game, right? Mm-hmm. Last pitch. Daniel Hudson gets the last out. Okay, cool. I said bye to my friends. Walked to my car. 10 minutes. In the car. Down the hill. 5 minutes.
I'm all for the crowd going crazy. I'm all for that. But I'm also all for there ain't nobody in this place.
I was back on the freeway. So I don't know exactly when the game ended. Let's say it's 4 o'clock, okay?
Did you, like wave to Turner rounding third after his
three-run
homer and just kind of saying,
hey, Big West.
That was huge right there. We needed that, buddy.
He saw me first. He recognized the Big West connection and said, hey, yo, Big West baseball.
Yep.
Here we go. I was game, let's say third out, 4 o'clock, ninth inning. I was back on the freeway by 4:15.
Oh, that's
amazing. And now it took me, I got home around 7.
Yeah, sure.
it took a minute to get home along the way. It was a little bit of a long
ride. Always get you. Like, no matter what. Even if you win one on the roads, they're like, well, I got one waiting for you.
Do you see where I read a quote where Bobby Wagner, new Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner, you know, grew up in Ontario. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's like, man, it takes forever to get anywhere around here. I'm like, yeah, Bobby, you're from here. Wait, this is news? Of course it does.
What do you think happened?
He's like, my commute in Seattle was 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, unless you're going to live at SoFi, I don't know what to tell you, right? Yeah, maybe we need the pandemic.
Real quick. So beer.
Yes.
Peanuts.
Yes.
What happened after that?
So started with spicy peanuts. That was a new one for me. They have a bag of spicy peanuts that I got that were very, very good.
I'm more, just give me some salted peanuts.
Yeah.
We'll call it roasted salted.
They were roasted, salted, spicy. No, I'd stick with the spicy ones. They're really good.
Really?
Yeah, they're really good. Same guy that makes the regular ones makes it very good.
Okay.
Had a Modelo.
Can I guess about the hot dog situation?
Sure.
I think you were ready to go try another one.
Mm-hmm.
You've had them before. We had a caller call and said, get the, what do you say?
Super.
Get the super. Yeah, whatever that is. I feel like Mason told you when he described, yeah, there's nothing. They're still awful bad. Did you not end up getting one? I have a feeling you did not end up getting one.
I did end up getting one.
You got one.
I got a super.
Okay.
It is marginally better than the regular one and still not good at all.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. I've
it's
now
just
started.
More of the not good.
And barely more. Barely more. Right, it was a hot
dog. Is it like barely hanging off the bun?
Yeah, it's Dodger dog length, but it's a little thicker, the radius is wider.
Get you for a quick little six extra dollars on top of that.
It's like so. My buddy bought him. He bought the round of dogs. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm done with Dodger State until they bring back the Farmer John Dodger dogs. I'm done with that.
Can we just do Costco, Kirkland, why don't you just come into some type of partnership with Dodger Stadium?
That would be better, start
serving those for
that would be better than what they got going right now. But the point is, the Dodger dog was a Farmer John Dodger dog for since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And that's what Dodger fans remember. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, so I don't know where they're going from here. It was not good. I'm done with Dodger dogs
for now. That you were done after that. What else you have?
That's it. That was all
ice
the food
cream?
I had.
You didn't do
no
the
ice cream?
I didn't get it. Yeah, we decided instead of having a little treat, we decided to double up on the beers.
Okay.
So we had
total?
Two.
Okay, so two. Not taking off your shirt worthy?
No. It was a perfect day. Like everything about it was, the weather was great. The game was really good.
I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good setup.
They were A-plus seats. You really can't, mm-hmm. short of sitting in the Diamond Club, you really couldn't do any better.
Did you look at like people behind you? Did you kind of look at them a little different? When you went to go get your second beer, this as an example, is your nose up a little bit? I'm just curious because I feel like when you get opportunities like that, you take advantage of them.
So have you ever sat in first class on a flight?
I have not, my man.
Okay. So it's kind of the same
experience.
Don't look
at me like
that. No, I'm going to tell you. You kind of just like, hey, I'm going up there. I'm up. So when you get on the plane, I go left. I don't know where the rest of you go, but I'm going left. You guys can go to the right.
Hey, can we hurry this up a little bit? What are these people taking so long
for? I'm already
for?
On. I go first.
Yeah, you're on, but now you're waiting for them to get to their seats.
Well, no, that's true. That's true. No, they were good. It was everything about it was good. I do have a question for you. We can come back. We can talk about this. So I'm sitting there, and I got my buddy and his girlfriend to my right, and I got just a guy that happens to be at the game to my left. Super nice guy, but there were some moments involved in this that I have questions for you because I like to fancy myself somebody that knows how to interact in most situations, knows when to engage, when not to engage,
or don't.
You're right. Yeah. Right. I've gotten the shots in my bag to push a conversation forward or to try to limit it to the best of my ability. And I ran into a situation yesterday, Al, that I'm not entirely sure how to navigate moving forward. Can you help me?
I'm actually really looking forward to this. This kind of comes out of nowhere. the whole setup at Dodger Stadium. However I can help, T-Rush.
There you go. All right. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, and I would imagine most of the 20 million people here in Los Angeles have already put the ESPN LA app on their phone. But if you're the one or two remaining people that have not done it, make sure you download the ESPN LA app. Search for it in your app store. If you're an Apple guy, if you are a Google customer, an Android customer, your Google Play Store, and we have some. We want to kick around some ideas on some ways to get you to sign up for the app.
Delete all the other apps too.
Well, that's fine too. Yeah. As long as you have that.
Can you download it twice?
And that, and you need your UCSB baseball app. Those are the two things that you need on your phone. All right, I got questions for you on how to deal with fans when you're in a situation. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm always a little optimistic coming into a major championship in the world of golf, Slee, for Tiger Woods to kind of do the thing that only great athletes like he can do, which is kind of just shock the world and have no chance but have a chance. I don't like his chances. Well, off to a little bit of a slow start.
We were talking about this. Every step he takes, you grimace for him.
Yeah, it doesn't look – he's not moving great. I mean, he almost lost his leg a little bit more than a year ago, so maybe not a huge surprise. Maybe it's a miracle that he's playing at all, but I don't know about – I mean, Kobe's kind of like that, right? Even when Kobe at the end of the line, he wasn't what he was, but there was always that, hey, he might go and get you 40 on him. They give you 60 in that final game. You're kind of in that mode with Tiger. He's plus two through his first 13 holes, so
but it would be
probably not going to happen.
Just the equivalent, right? Equivalent is every step Kobe was taking, you just felt like he was grimacing. He's holding this. He's holding that. You almost kind of pain. It's almost painful watching somebody else go through that.
Hopefully he makes a cut. Hopefully he's around for the weekend, but he's going to have to get going. Rory McIlroy's got your lead, 5 under through 13 holes, so one of the great players of his generation playing great today. Okay, this is perfect because it's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Let me start by saying the guy that I was sitting next to yesterday is a very nice guy, right? There he was a super nice guy and wasn't I didn't ask Al, come on. Like, I would ever ask that question.
What's his LinkedIn?
So we start talking, and he was roughly my age.
Okay.
And so he started talking about the Dodgers from when I was a kid, when he was a kid, and our favorite players from when, you know, the late 70s and the 80s and that part of Dodger history. What do you do when you're having a conversation with somebody like this? Mm-hmm. And they're being 100% sincere, and they're having a nice conversation. They're not doing it to be anything other than polite and pleasant
having
and conversational.
Feels like he can relate with
you. We're having a nice conversation. Mm-hmm. But when everything out of their mouth is wrong, do you is it your obligation to constantly correct that person?
Give me an example.
I will give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. So he says at one point to me, hey, do you remember Bert Hooton? I said, yeah, of course, Bert Hooton. Yeah, pitched for the Dodgers, you know, 70s and 80s. I said, yeah, of course. He goes, yeah, great knuckleball pitcher. Bert Hooton is not a knuckleball pitcher. Mm-hmm. Charlie Huff, who was on that same team, was a knuckleball pitcher, pitched a million years in the big leagues, was the Dodger pitching coach for a period of time. Charlie Huff was the knuckleball. So, and at this point, I'm like, okay, so there were a lot of those things. At one point, he thought Mickey Hatcher was the regular shortstop for the Dodgers. Now, Mickey Hatcher probably played a few games for the Dodgers at short, but he was never their shortstop. Mm-hmm. That was Bill Russell. That was Dave Anderson, Mariano Duncan. But, and so there was just a point like, no, that's wrong. Nope, that's wrong. Like, it's do you just nod and go along knowing that everything's wrong? Or is it my obligation as the person that knows these things to set the record straight?
This is what I would do. So how you want to treat your own situation, this is what I would do. If I'm sitting next to somebody at a Laker game and we're sitting there having a conversation and somebody's saying, you know, back The 90s, I just loved the way Eldon Campbell ran the offense.
Perfect.
I mean, he'd bring up the floor. I mean, the way he was able to just kind of get everybody, orchestrate the quarterback of the team.
Great three-point shooter.
I'm looking at this person, and I'm like, yeah, I agree.
You're going to let it go.
I'm not only going to let it go, I'm going to have short answers back. And my interest of having, you know, continuing a conversation with this person is going to become less and less. But I'm not going to sit there and I definitely am not going to sit there and spend 15 minutes trying to explain why he's wrong here, there, that, and that.
Okay. That's
because it's a stranger.
You're right. And I should have. I wish you were there to kind of elbow me in the ribs.
What'd
to
you
say,
do?
I because super nice guy. He wasn't doing it to troll me. We were just having, I said, no. You're thinking of Charlie Huff. Charlie Huff was the knuckleball pitcher. Bert Hooten had the knuckle curve.
Was he immediately? Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's exactly. Oh, that's right. I can't believe I forgot that. And then he said that Bert Hooten was his favorite player. First of all, Bert Hooten was never anybody's favorite player. Your favorite players were Steve Garvey and Dusty Baker and those guys.
Okay. Bert Hooten, by the way, coming on at 11:30 today.
Bert Hooten wasn't Bert Hooten's favorite player. Okay, so there wasn't this thing. But now all of a sudden I've made a fatal error. Right now I'm the expert. Now instead of just offering these things, he's asking me questions.
Sure.
So now I'm it's like, dude, you have Baseball Reference in your pocket. You've got it in your phone. Like now all of a sudden,
kind of on you on this one.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. You're right. I wish you would have been there because now was, hey, when did Greg Brock play for the Dodgers? Oh my gosh, why am I the, like, all of a sudden Ross Porter and having to answer all these questions? It was an interesting situation. Like I said, nice guy, not doing it to be anything other than pleasant and conversational, but now all of a sudden I have to be the Dodger historian on site.
I prefer, if I'm going to be honest, if this isn't a friend, somebody that I know, if it's a buddy of mine, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Of course, that's right? Different.
Like, that's all
that's
day
just
long.
A friendly stranger.
A complete stranger, if I'm on an airplane or something, whatever, like it's that situation, I'm kind of, yeah, no, absolutely. And then I'm shortening the conversations, and maybe at some point I'm putting on headphones, even at a Dodger game. I just got to listen to this.
Got any AirPods?
I love listening to the broadcast. I was listening to the radio broadcast at the game.
I think you should double down, give him more wrong facts that he can then go and spread around the Dodger universe.
Perhaps. It's not a terrible idea, but now I'm being a bad guy.
Yeah,
I don't want to be a bad guy.
That.
So, for instance, you go to a party. Right. This is how I'm guaranteeing it's happened to Emily. I guarantee. Well, maybe not Taylor because he keeps his cards pretty close to his vest. Maybe this hasn't happened. I guarantee it's happened to you, Slee. You go to a party and maybe there's a bunch of people there that don't know you well, don't know what you do, and they find out what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You and I and Emily and Taylor, we have interesting jobs. It's not I'm a accountant. I work for State Farm, right? It's like, oh, if somebody, you get that, you're like, oh, okay, and just kind of keep it. If you say I work for ESPN, I host a talk show, it's like, oh, you don't hear that every day.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next thing that follows is everything that they've ever wanted to tell you about the Lakers or the Dodgers or whatever team it is, right? That's how it goes. 95% of the people do not follow it as closely as we do, and you find yourself saying, okay, well, that's wrong. Do you just sit there and take the wrongness, or do you leave? My move is always to get out of there. Like, oh yeah, that's great. Okay, hey, I gotta go find my wife. I'm gonna go. I can't not correct you, but I can't sit here and listen. And I don't want to correct you, so I just leave.
I'll give you an example. Friday night, stop by a restaurant to say hello to my girl's friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one of the guys there, really cool dude, listens to the show.
Great.
Listens to the station, the whole thing. It was a good conversation. So I'm in.
Those are great.
Right? So
those,
like,
are great.
If he's coming in and saying, man, this freaking offseason, what the hell are we going to do in this offseason? And I'm also noticing that the guy, hey, he knows what he's talking about.
Sure.
That's a good point.
Wonderful.
So that's
terrific.
That kind of determines it as well. If I'm sitting here, sometimes you go to the gym and it would be somebody that I know that knows that I work here. And the first thing you see, how you been, man? Cool. Hey, so the Lakers, and it's a good conversation.
Okay.
Then I'm in.
That's fine. But what if it's, you know, the Lakers should do? They should trade for Giannis.
Yeah.
It's like at that point, it's like, okay, what do I do with this?
But isn't that easy? If the conversation's not good, just as if it was a conversation that had nothing to do with the Lakers.
Why don't they bring Shaq back? Like, it's like somebody's like, what do you want me to do with that? I don't know how to.
The conversation
sure,
starts ending. It starts ending.
But how do you extricate yourself from it artfully? Because I can't just sit there with, because I'm always afraid, here's what I'm afraid of. Mm-hmm. There's a third person in the conversation that's like, well, I know that. And they'd look at me like, you're going to fix that, right? Like, you're going to say, because Shaq's 53 years old, that's why he's not coming back. Like, there has to be something that comes in at this point, and I don't want to be the
mediator. You know what my response would be right there? Maybe Planko's looking into it. You just never know these days. With the technology, you guys keep themselves in shapes. I don't know why that's the voice.
Especially with the situation that you have, you can't move. They're sitting next to you. You can't escape.
Even though, granted, there were 44,000 seats available around you.
There were.
You just stuff your face with the dog.
You could have said, I love looking at the game from different perspectives. Can you go sit over there? It's not even you moving. You're asking him to move.
I've always wanted to watch the game from deep in the left field corner.
Was there a seat in between?
No.
How's that possible?
So, okay, here's part of the story I didn't put in, but since you brought it up. Yeah. He was actually in our fourth seat.
Ooh,
we had four seats, but we only had three people that could go. It was, you know, Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It's not
so
an easy get.
He was wrong about that, too.
Just a guy that just dropped down and decided to sit there.
With somebody else?
No, he was by himself.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This guy by himself is sitting right next to you in your fourth seat?
Yes. And there were open seats immediately to his left.
That's
now,
awkward.
He would go and get a hot dog or a beer or something, come back, and
yeah, but that's
there'd
awkward.
Be an open space, and then he'd go leave again, he'd come back, there wouldn't be an open space. He was kind of like, there was four or five empty seats immediately to my left, and he was always within one or two seats.
I'm not good with that.
This guy's a little bit of a weirdo.
I'm honestly not good with that. If I know that that's not your, that's our ticket, I would have said something like, hey, just a heads up. My buddy will be coming here. That's our force. I would have said something like that.
But now it's the eighth inning and there's nobody there.
I would have done
that
in the second inning because I just want the space in between.
I get it. But if I understand saying it in the second inning, but now it's the fifth inning.
Yep.
He's still not there.
Yep.
Now it's like, you just wanted me to move away from you.
Which, yes.
Okay, fair enough.
We do.
Fair enough. I get it. I don't know.
How did I become you in this situation?
I know. There are moments where I just... kind of
I get like, it
there's no,
no
there's no
it.
Way there's no easy way out. Here's what I need: 877-710-3776, your best way to extricate yourself from a conversation that you do not want to have without just being totally rude and completely a jerk. I'm gonna need
there's a way to do
some,
it
there are but it. I need some along the way, and I really need to know.
Realize that dude was sitting in your guys fourth ticket.
Yeah. Like, at first, I thought it was my buddy Brian's other... I thought he found somebody else to come. I just hadn't met him. It's a new guy, and I'm chatting him up. It's like... And Brian's like, yeah, that guy... I'm like, that's not your guy? No, I don't know who that guy
is.
Oh, all right. Well, now I'm really
it's
confused.
Like a movie theater where
Bert Hooten was a knuckleballer.
There's only six seats available, or there's only six seats taken at a movie theater, and this guy finds a way to be in your row right next to you. It's like, bro, literally the entire row is wide open.
And he didn't know you. He didn't know you were Travis Rogers on the radio.
No,
nothing about
no
that.
No idea. No idea. No clue at all.
So this is a psycho move of him to go and sit next to you like that.
To have like a conversation. But
here's the thing. So, girlfriend on the aisle.
Yep.
My buddy Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yep.
And then there are empty seat as I'm walking down, and then there's a guy sitting in the fourth seat. So the only opening is my seat. I sit down in my seat. I assume it's his buddy. So he was already there because it was such a weird place for him to be. And my buddy Brian keeps going. He's here listening to him saying about the knuckleball. He goes, that's not true. He's saying it just loud enough so only I could. Now, that's not right. Well, Bert Hooten was my favorite player. And Brian's line was, nobody's favorite player was Bert Hooten. Like, so I've got like good angel Travis on this side.
No, you were doing good deeds. I think it kind of takes away from the experience of the game.
All right, we've got some suggestions on how to extricate myself from these conversations. This is called crowdsourcing, Al. You get good ideas from the community.
Yeah,
they're here to help me out. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My wife constantly corrects me. Like, she said, why do you do that? Why just let the guy think that Shaq was number 16 instead of 34. Why do you have to correct him on that? And I will say things like, because he wasn't number 16. He was number 34. My wife is a cardiac nurse. I said, if you had somebody came in and said, oh, my child had a heart procedure and everything they described was wrong, would it bother you? Yes. What's the difference? I know yours is far more important than mine is.
I was going to say, there's a little difference.
But no, hers is more important, but wrong is wrong and right is right.
The question is if you want to get in that conversation.
I don't.
I would not want to get in that conversation.
I don't want to be in the conversation, but I also don't want anybody else to think that I don't know what's going on. It's important that people know that I know what I'm talking about. Let's try a quick one here. I'm asking for a little help on how to extricate myself from these conversations. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, and we are going to start in Long Beach with Aaron. Aaron, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Aaron?
How's it going, everybody?
All right.
So I think the thing to do is to just be the more awkward person, like change the subject as quickly as possible to something really boring or strange, like, have you seen the new reptile store downtown? Like, that's weird. They're going to think that you're weird and not want to talk to you anymore.
That's tremendous advice, Aaron. What do you think, Al? Thank you, Aaron. That's really good.
The new reptile store downtown.
When I tell you, Al, that not only am I going to use the idea, I'm going to use that exact reference. Bert Hooten, huh? Hey, let me ask you something. Have you been to the new reptile store downtown?
Right next to Fleming's.
I mean, that is going to stop someone in their truck. But now, what if that guy's into snakes and lizards and bearded dragons?
And he's like, no, they didn't get that lease. They didn't end up with that lease.
Yeah. Now, that place sucks. The place you really got to go to is in Pasadena. Those guys know reptiles. Dave's Reptile Emporium in Sylmar, that's the place you got to hit. Right?
That boa constrictor.
That could be the way that goes. I like that. Thank you. That is very, very good advice. Irvine is our next stop. And Jordan, you're on with Trav and Slee.
Hey, guys. So, good morning. Love the show. I've been out to a couple of your guys' live events before.
Thank you.
And you figure that's a place people are going to know, you know, they're going to know their subject matter, right?
Theoretically.
Every that I've been to, I get into these boxing conversations with a guy named Michael T. Awkward. Has no idea what he's talking about. Cruiserweight, middleweight, light heavyweight. Just awkwardly talking about boxing and these little guys that are going to win, the Charlo boys, anybody. It is just so awkward the entire time. I want to correct them. He's much taller than me, though, so I let him have a little bit of leeway.
thank you, Jordan. Yeah. So here's a good example, Al. If somebody started talking about boxing, I have a reservoir of knowledge that's from like the mid to late 90s when it comes to boxing. I know that era of boxing reasonably well because I went to a million fights.
Yep. Covered.
But other than that, I'm out of my depth. So if Michael, tall Michael T, who he's referencing, is talking about boxing, I don't know if he's wrong or right. Oh. So I'll just sit there and listen. I don't know. That's a different conversation, right? That if you're just kind of along for the ride.
Michael, I think, knows boxing.
I think so. I mean, I would have thought he did.
Every time he used to go on, when Kelman had his radio show, his own radio show, whatever, a year ago, something like that. Every time Michael would go on to talk NBA with him, they ended up talking boxing. Kelman knows his boxing. I'm assuming Michael knows it too.
No, I've never thought that he didn't. But again, like if you just started telling me about 17th century French art, and you just started saying words, I'd believe you know what you're talking about.
Every word.
I don't know.
Yep.
It's not what I do. Brandon in Los Angeles. Brandon, you're on with Trav and Slee.
Hey, what's up, guys? So this happens to me a lot, too, especially at sports bars or like going to an ESPN event. The best thing to do is to fake a phone call, right? But there are rules to this. one, you have to make sure your phone is on silent, because the last thing you want is to be on a fake phone call and then your phone actually rings.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And then two, you have to put the phone to the side the person is on. So if they're on the right side, put the phone to your right ear and give them the one finger, like, wait a minute, and then just
because if it's on the other side, the ESPN app is open and you don't even
they can see all that.
They can see the score of the Mavs Warriors game.
Exactly. And just talk to yourself, and they just get interested, and then just, you know, they forget about whatever they're saying, and then that's it.
Okay. That's good advice, Brandon. That's like second and third level stuff.
Can you do that?
I've faked a phone call 1,000 times to get out of things, but I don't do what he's saying. I reach for my pocket like it's ringing, buzzing, right? My phone's always on silent. So, and I make sure they can't
hello?
See it.
Hello?
No, and I go, oh, I got to take this. And then I just walk away with it to my ear, faking it. But you just, you leave. You don't just hang around and have half of a conversation that doesn't exist. That, like, I forget his name, forgive me, but that guy must be able to act a little bit. Like, I don't have this. Really? Then what happened? No. She did? Like, I don't have that.
Don't eat the egg?
Yeah, don't eat. That was a real thing. I could never pull that off on accident. That's one more here. Let's go to Bishop and Nick. Nick, before we get to your story, you're in Bishop. Are you listening on the app by chance?
You know what? I am listening on the app, but sometimes it freezes, so I use the old app. I still use the old
you gotta upgrade.
The old app.
You got to upgrade. You got to go to the new ESPN LA app, Nick, and you're going to love it.
I listen to it constantly. So good. Being out of the general area, I'm a professional at the app, but I still kind of have a hard time leaving the old ESPN app.
Make the switch. What's up, Nick?
Okay, Larry David. Let's pull a page out of the book of Larry David.
That's good.
There's episodes
like
in
it.
Which... Which he was trying to get out of awkward moments, and he would put on a "Make America Great Again" hat
at the sushi bar.
Go two ways
at the sushi bar. That's right.
At the sushi bar, right? Exactly. So, out of page Larry David. There you go.
Well, thank you, Nick. I feel like that could invite some conversations, maybe that you don't want to have. I mean, I get that half the people are going to be repelled by it, but half the people might be into it. That
depends
maybe
some high fives.
Right. I guess where you are, but look, I mean, we're kind of fractured down the middle, right?
Yeah.
It's about kind of a 50-50 shot. Who knows?
You're going to either end up with somebody buying your buying you a drink, or somebody
or getting in a fight. those are the two.
Such
the
a good
two
position to be
at
in.
That point. Yeah. All right. Those are very good suggestions. Thank you to everybody. You said that I was going to come home and drop right down and right into the Mavs and the Warriors, and I kind of did. I jumped in about early in the second quarter. Never really had my full attention because the Warriors had a chokehold on that thing from the beginning.
Yeah, it's funny. So I'm buying into the hype. I've mentioned this. I think you mentioned it as well. I don't expect Luka and the Mavs to beat the Golden State Warriors.
Not expect, no.
It's not the... I think yesterday was such a perfect example. Whenever you watch a sporting event, and the difference between a squad that's been there before and done it and a squad that hasn't. Take the Phoenix Suns as an example. What have the Suns accomplished to say to yourself, you know what, like you were saying, remember after Game 7, you're like, why are people so shocked? Hey, this is the Suns. It's Chris Paul. Have they won two or three championships in the past? I think it was more how they lost. That was more the surprise.
Yeah,
you got
demolished.
Your aces kicked, right?
Right?
Yesterday was a perfect example of the Warriors. It's like, okay, yeah, they haven't been back to the finals, not because of personnel, not because of coaching, not because of individual players. It's because literally they didn't have their guys there.
Bad luck.
They come, they got their guys again, and instantly you saw this is completely, completely different than what any of the other teams that were obviously in the Western Conference. Listen, it's only game one, but you know what I have a difficult time kind of coming to realization with? How do you beat the Warriors four times if you're the Mavs?
I
know it's just one game.
Difficult.
I'm just saying,
sure.
But like, how do you beat them four times in a seven-game set? That sounds like it's going to be an incredible challenge for Luka.
It is. And look, you saw Klay get going in the second half. He had 15 points in the second half. And if he gets going, then it's probably a wrap, right? Because to your question, I don't think he can. I don't know if Luka can go nuclear four times in the last six games. It would be a really big
ask.
He
was bad yesterday.
Yeah.
He was bad yesterday.
So here... They're the perfect mix, right? The Warriors are that perfect mix of incredibly experienced, fearless. Mm-hmm. Draymond, Steph, Clay, the core of that group, and even a guy like Poole, who's relatively new at this, does not
Andrew
seem...
Andrew Wiggins was hitting shots.
Does not seem to be freaked out by the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And hungry. And the a little bit of that, oh, you forgot about us kind of thing. Right? Not that they were ever looked at as a bad team, because I think everybody understands, oh, Steph's hurt, Clay missed 2 years. Like, all of the things that
But that's almost going to play to their advantage.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. Mm-hmm. But it's this, oh, you think our dynasty is over? And no, it's not. We're still in the middle of this thing. The only reason we weren't in this last year, the only reason that Phoenix was here in the first place was because our guys were hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to prove that we are the guys that won 73 games. We are here to prove that we're the guys that have won a couple of championships, three championships, whatever the case may be. That we're here to do this. There is no Chris Paul pucker factor from these guys. We've done this a million. Klay Thompson's knocked down a million shots. Steph Curry, Draymond, there's nothing they're going to see. Mm-hmm. Even if Luka goes nuts, it's like, okay, we've played against LeBron. We've done this before. This is fine. We know how to handle this.
It's probably, I don't know if it's the most fascinating part of the series. Dallas got a first opportunity to see a real squad. No. This is a real, real championship squad.
Gobert and Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. By the way, and if you'd have told me that they were going to get through the Jazz, not as big of a deal, but get through the Suns, I still would have been, okay, you know, I'm surprised Dallas got this far. If their season ends in a week or whatever the case is, you're going to look back at the Mavs season and say that was a good year for the Dallas Mavericks. For the Warriors, it's one vision. It's either we got to the finals and won it or we didn't. But I just say it's because the Luka piece of this, here's going to be the question, Trav. Luka, we hype you up for a reason. I mean, the guy is truly one of the best players in the world. We talk about how he comes from the EuroLeague, and a lot of this is not a surprise or a shock. They got hit in the chin yesterday. What do the Mavs kind of, how do they respond? What does Luka do? A lot of these guys like the Magics, the LeBron that we're trying to compare Luka to, what do you do after you just got hit in the face? Are we going to have one of those games in game two where we're sitting back and saying, damn, Luka took on the entire Golden State Warriors, or, yeah, the Warriors just have too much.
They're not vulnerable enough. The Warriors might not be vulnerable. The Suns, super vulnerable, obviously. The Jazz, like you said, Jazz and the Mavericks are kind of equals, for lack of
a word. You need a lot to go right.
You need a lot to go right. Yep. And you need Luka to go do what he did in Game 7 probably four times, mm-hmm. which even Luka Doncic is going to have trouble doing that four times when the Warriors and Chris and Steph and Clay and Steve Kerr and Draymond and all of them. We're gonna stop that from happening.
But on top of the Luka doing it four times, Dinwiddie's got to get some.
You got to get a little.
Jalen Brunson has to get some. You got to get some stops. Everything from there.
All right. Hey, did you see with producer Taylor? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Just telling you, Slee, you had your headphones on. You didn't hear me. The spicy nuts at Dodger Stadium.
That good, huh?
Yeah, really good. Nice little change of pace. Couple of beers. Come on.
Spicy peanuts, beer, and a Dodger game in a day game.
Stay away from the Dodger dog.
Yes. Spicy or regular peanuts, Taylor?
Spicy.
Yeah, there you go.
I've always done regular. I didn't even know they existed until yesterday.
I was very excited. What do you got for us today?
Did you see that a study showed that women start becoming their mothers around the age of 33, and men begin the process of turning into their fathers a year later at 34. So when did you realize you were starting to act like your parents? Sleep.
17.
When you were working in the auto shop that your dad wanted to open.
You know, it's funny. That's small things, right? Like, there's a lot of things you pick up on. I know for me, my parents were... I don't know if frugal is the right word, but let's just say they were they weren't spending money.
Frugal.
But I'm saying, and I don't even want to make it sound like
conscientious.
Some people might look at that as like, oh, they were cheap, something like that. No, they were just kind of watching every dollar.
Sure.
Bro, at a young age, you start picking up on some of that stuff. You start kind of paying close attention to this, paying close attention to that. The things that were important to them just naturally kind of falls off on you. I still think there's a lot of kind of tendencies you watch as you were a kid you kind of picked up on.
So for me, there's a couple of different things here. Number one, I don't know if this has happened to any of you guys. I caught a glimpse of myself in the rearview mirror of the car And just a little quick little glimpse in the corner, and I looked exactly like my dad. And I'm like, whoa, that's weird. Like, it looked just like my, for a half a second. So that's more of a physical when you start to transform, and that's happening more lately. The big one, though, is when you have kids. That all of those things that your parents used to hammer you with, right? They don't stay out too late, don't make good decisions, drive, all of those things.
Now it all makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. You're like, oh, right. Like every time that kid leaves the house in the car, you're holding your breath till he comes back. Like I didn't, you know, but when you're 17, you just get in the car, you go to the game, you come back, you don't think twice. And now you're like, okay, is he there? You're checking, is he back? Can you call me? All of those little things, all those be, you know, some decisions that may come up in your life. Like, hey, you need to be careful with some of this stuff. Those things make a lot more sense when you're on the other end of it.
What insurance company is it? What's the insurance to say, you know, acting
it's Progressive,
like
I think.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, you're turning into your parents.
That theme is so good. And it could go for so long, right? Yeah, like every single one, it's like you can, when you find that one and you're one of these advertising media agencies, that's a perfect one because everybody kind of looks at it like, oh, okay, I could see that.
It's the kids are a game changer. That's what it was for me.
So for me, I love my mother. She's great. She kind of instilled my do the dishes right away thing in me. And I didn't really realize that until I was out with roommates. That's like not what everyone does all the time. Also, my mom likes to hold on to things a little bit too long in terms of like
we
physical
talking hoarder
items.
Level.
To be nice to my mom, not hoarder level, but it's a lot.
But not hoarder level.
Yes. So I have
are you walking over boxes and
dude, hoarders there, is oh, yeah. terrifying.
There is one room in our house.
You watch that,
I don't
that
go
show whenever it was. Yeah,
hoarders.
Yeah, there is one room in my house that we don't go in because it's just full of things.
What? Okay, stop right there. Yes. What things are in that room?
It's our old computer room, so it's just like files and, you know, when we used to have a computer that was so big that you just put everything in there?
Anyway, right.
So it's like files, our old computer, my old...
Does the old computer work?
No, it's just still there. So
well, because the value, you can, it could skyrocket at any time.
Old technology is always in demand.
Always.
Yeah. So my room at home has a lot of my old stuff in it. But currently, as I'm trying to move, I have to really fight the idea of don't hold on to it. You don't need it. It's not sentimental.
You know what
just
the rule is,
Em.
You know what the
if
rule
you haven't
is,
used
right?
it in a year, you're not going to use
it. If you can't remember the last time you used
exactly.
it, throw it away.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
I'm trying to do
keep
that.
Keep it for three more years. That's a rule.
I have okay, that part
okay.
of my mom.
When you, this is has nothing to do with this, but when the conversation is brought up to your mom, like, hey, we should probably get rid of some of this stuff in this bedroom. What is she what's her response?
On everything that I try to throw away.
Mm.
I understand your frustration. It's a losing argument and you choose not to have it.
So I just try to do it myself.
I think you should just get rid of everything in the room and just oh, she.
Hold
yeah,
on.
That's
what
not
time
good.
Is it? Okay,
that's
my wife's good. At work. I can tell the story. So yep. we have a bunch of crap in our garage that she
yeah,
wants to hang
on to. 34 sombreros. And, yep.
Great example. Yep. Great example. Occasionally, when I'm going through the garage, I'll see a bag of crap that we don't need anymore that she insists that we just throw it away. And then when it comes back, I don't know where it went. We had a bunch of old VHS tapes. Threw them in the trash. Like, well, where did those old VHS go? What? We had the what? That bag of VHS tapes. I'm like, I've never seen a bag. They're gone. It's just and then guess what happens? She doesn't need them and they're gone.
She forgets it.
Of course.
Says, yeah, that sounds
go.
Good.
So just little by little, Emily.
Yeah.
Trying whenever I'm
like Andy Dufresne in the Shawshank. You just got to put the rocks in the yard little by little when you take it out.
Okay. Next up, did you see the list of most downloaded apps from 2021?
ESPN LA app.
Besides that, any guess which the top apps were?
2021, last year, there has to be something COVID-related, right?
Well, definitely TikTok.
TikTok is number one, followed by Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. So, okay. Slee, I know you don't have any of those.
Oh, no, WhatsApp I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
do you use that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple of buddies international, so
okay.
Use it.
Okay, we need to have a conversation about that. I have questions.
WhatsApp chain.
Yeah, okay.
So what would you say your most used app on your phone is, Trav?
Okay, is texting an app?
Messages?
Yeah.
I would not count that.
Okay.
That's actually illegal.
Is
something you have to download.
Is Safari an app?
No, something you have to download. ESPN LA app.
I don't use I'm on this station. I don't listen to that app. I mean, I have it on my phone, but I'm trying to the news app on my phone, does that count?
No. Still on your app or still on your phone.
The Starbucks. That's
there
where you
it
go.
Is.
Okay. Yeah. It's my
not,
Starbucks.
Not
app.
Working today.
That's what
no,
it
but
is.
You can news counts. I mean, if you have, you know, Associated
you have
Press
to download
or
it.
NPR no, or something like that, that's just, all.
But it's this little N on your phone.
So that's the one you didn't have to download.
Okay. Well, right. Starbucks is my answer.
Okay.
I got a couple here. I use Yelp
YouTube?
A lot. And I know you hate Yelp.
I don't hate it. I've never used it.
Oh, YouTube. It's not even close.
You're addicted.
That's it. That answers everything. YouTube.
The college football app. I'm sure there's one of those out there that you can go
just I know this is your segment, Taylor, but I need to interrupt on this theme. Alan Sliwa's Murphy Bed has tweeted, I'm surprised college football addict Alan Sliwa isn't all over the feud between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher.
I'm ready when you are. I'm ready
on the other
when
side.
You are.
I just felt like that was the appropriate time to bring it up.
I use TikTok
no
most.
Question about it.
Clearly, everyone knows that.
Okay, one more?
Yeah.
Okay, with all this talk about playing or paying college football players and the current state
and the calculator
of college football,
calculator,
I'm wondering, if you were a five-star athlete when you were 18, what would have enticed you to sign at a university?
Oh, I know the answer to that. I a car for me. Like, if you would have had...
I was just thinking that, too.
Yeah, because 18, you're not thinking, you know what I'd like is a bunch of Apple stock. You're not thinking like that. You're thinking, what can I use today to improve my life? A
couple single-family rentals.
Yeah, 4 units. I don't want to manage something that's a little too big, something that's a little more manageable for me as an 18-year-old. No, I would have... If you would have flashed
car
keys
that's
in front
answer.
Of me, I am all over that.
I think that's the answer, because I think a car... Whatever it is, if you're, hey, I want a truck, or I want this, I want that. That's probably one of the only things that's important at that age. Obviously, it changes. I'm kind of with you. I think car is the number one thing.
I got some fish tacos when I went on my recruiting trip to Santa Barbara. We went to the Beachside Cafe, and they took me out to lunch, and I got fish tacos.
Technically,
yeah.
Would they not be able to pay for that?
No, they. So when you're on your official visit, they can buy you some meals. They can show you around, but they can't buy you things.
Yeah.
They like, for instance, if I wanted to go to the bookstore and get a UCSB sweatshirt on my trip, they can't buy you that. That has to come out of your pocket. If you go to lunch,
what if you wanted to go to the mall and get yourself
stereo,
a watch?
Yeah, you know, budget of $20,000 or less, you can get as many watches as you want. Yeah, that's how it goes. But, there's some rules in place. They're a little different now. And Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher now hate each other's guts, which is kind of fun. So, Emily, you have an idea that you want to throw out to the listeners next? Is that what you want to do? Is that
for
the
sure,
plan?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do that next. Emily's idea for the app is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.